I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Songbird Cafe has been operating about once a month in Maplewood at Focal Point, and we'll be coming to the community room next month at St. Louis Public Radio for a performance. That's December the 13th. Steve St. Cyr is the force behind Songbird Cafe. Kip Louie is a guitarist and vocalist who's been part of that project, and we welcome them both to Cityscape. Hi.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Steve.
There, you know, there's a little performance space in Nashville, Tennessee, the Bluebird Cafe, referred to as a listening room or a songwriter's performance space. And I've become aware of that just recently because I'm hooked on a new television series called Nashville, and the Bluebird Cafe plays a key role in that storyline. So Steve St. Cyr, the Bluebird Cafe has been around for, what, 30 years?
I think they just did their 30th anniversary.
So tell us a little bit about that, because that's sort of what inspired you to do what you're doing here.
It absolutely is. My wife and I were on her business trip about 5 or 6 years ago, and the concierge at the hotel, who we questioned about, you know, what was really neat to do in downtown Nashville, suggested the Bluebird, and it was sold out that night, but we came back and saw a show, and we're hooked to the point where we'll leave on almost a moment's notice, go down, see a show, spend the night, and come back the next day. But it is truly a listening room, and it was designed that way. They'll put maybe 100 people in the room, and the singer-songwriters are typically in the round, which means they are surrounded by the audience, within arm's reach. Occasionally, they will do in the row on a slightly elevated stage. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful way to hear music without a lot of background noise. And we were so taken by it, I thought, as I was beginning my retirement planning, you know, what am I going to do in my retirement to keep myself off the streets? And I thought, you know, I'd like to do what the Bluebird does in St. Louis and use local talent. And I was sure there was probably more local talent than I was even aware. And so far, so good.
And, Kip, you've been to Nashville. What's that? What was that experience like for you?
Similar to what Steve had, I'm sure. You know, it was just really neat to see some of these premier songwriters, you know, kind of household names who I grew up maybe listening to. And there they are, and it's just them and their guitar presenting right. Their song that they the way they wrote it, you know, in their bedroom or down in their basement or whatever.
Okay, now that's an important part of the concept, is the people performing are the songwriters themselves.
They are indeed.
And in the case of the Bluebird, some may be famous people now. Others might not be names that the average person would know.
I've seen Vince Gill down there, and he with three other artists, and they're all playing their own songs. And many of the artists you'll see at the Bluebird, they're not a name you know from country music radio or anything else, but they are indeed the songwriters who then sell their songs to the big names. I've frequently heard this story from some of them at the Bluebird that they intro the song and say, and this song bought me a car.
Yeah.
And then one night, and I told this story at Songbird last time, there was a fellow who told a little story that his 13-year-old son one day said to him, hey, Dad, what's this picture of this guy and this record on the wall here? Why do we care about this guy? And he said, well, son, that's Garth Brooks, and he bought this house.
You, Garth Brooks, for example, he sort of got discovered there, didn't he? Which means, I guess, he was writing songs and performed his work there, but someone saw him and said he should be on an album.
That was part of his path to getting recognized, sure.
It must be hard to get in there, huh? You're talking about 100 seats.
Yeah, it is, and they actually have a marvelous website where you can purchase your tickets in advance, and it's typically either a week or 5 days in advance. So yeah, you got to get on at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you actually pick the table you're going to sit at on their website, and you got to nail it.
And another important part of the concept is that the people that are performing talk about their work.
They absolutely talk about generally the song they're about to sing, and maybe the incident that created the thought for the song or the philosophy that drew them into writing that song or how they collaborated with the other artists. Because many of them, I think they find that they can extend their songwriting careers by collaboration. And, yeah, they tell marvelous, marvelous stories sometimes.
Okay, so, Steve, you were inspired by the Bluebird in Nashville, so you brought this concept to St. Louis about a year ago, Songbird Cafe. And, Kip, I think you were on in the initial the initial evening, weren't you?
I was. I had the pleasure of being there with Brian Henneman and, gosh, who else was on that first night?
Kevin Bilchick and Caleb Travers.
That's right, right. And it was just a delight to hear those guys playing their songs, you know, because I know all of them from around town. And Brian and I play together in a band called Lookout Joe. But it was just a pure pleasure to hear those songs stripped down to their essence being sung by the guys that wrote them, you know. And sometimes you might only see those guys in a band context. Uh-huh. So that's why it was so neat to kind of be in the room with them, listening to them perform the song they wrote.
Well, let's try to recreate that here if we could. Now, we have your music on CD, Kip, so you won't be performing live in the studio here. But we want you to set it up like you would if you were at the Songbird Cafe.
Sure.
Say what you want to say about the first one, and then we'll play a little bit from the CD, and we'll sort of get the idea of what it's like. This first one is Get Up, Get Busy.
Get Up, Get Busy, yeah. This was a song that I wrote with a band I used to perform with called the Rock House Ramblers. Great group of guys. We were doing kind of old school country and rockabilly. But our songs written in that style, you know. So even though it might have sounded like something from the 50s or 60s, they were actually songs that we wrote and performed, you know, in the here and now. This one's kind of a minor key swing, I guess you could say that, a Western swing number. Now, when I played it at the Bluebird, it was with Brian Henneman back and me, and I think, who else was there? It was
That was with Brian Curran.
Brian Curran.
And Jason Hutto.
And Jason Hutto, but of course, how could I forget? So I think this is Brian Henneman and Brian Curran backing me up as I sing this song that I wrote for the Rock House Ramblers.
And if I could interject just a little something, that's part of what I try to get at Songbird is some camaraderie and some accompaniment, so that by the end of the evening, you're not only knowing these artists and their songs, but you're seeing them interact with the others and seeing them having fun while they're playing their music.
And Kip, so what might you have said about this before we hear it?
I'd say, well, this is a song that is one of my wife's favorites that I wrote, so I felt compelled to perform it.
Better get up, better get busy. You better straighten out your life and don't be late. Heed my words, you better be ready. But tomorrow you might be at Evans Gate. There you are with St. Peter, and he turns his back on you. For the key into heaven,
nice, Brian,
is now what you say, it's what you do down here. Better get up, better get busy. You better straighten out your life and don't be late. Heed my words, better be ready.
That's Kip Louie. We're talking with Kip and Steve St. Cyr about the Songbird Cafe, which they're bringing to the community room here at St. Louis Public Radio on December the 13th. And you were improvising, were you, Kip?
Yeah, well, they were improvising. Those guys had never heard the song before, so they just sort of fell in behind me, which is also kind of the fun of the situation that, you know, often we'll sort of back each other up, and the artists will, you know, perform over each other's songs even without necessarily knowing them.
So, Steve, you've been doing this for about a year, about once a month down at the Focal Point. So is that a good space for you?
It has been a good space. Pardon me. I looked around town at several spots and was trying to find, of course, something that closely duplicated the Bluebird, which is a club atmosphere, tables and chairs, and I just couldn't seem to find the right place to do that. But the Focal Point has the style of music on a regular basis. It fits with the Songbird style, and I would call it Americana. And Americana now is a big umbrella that covers just a lot of different subcategories that can kind of be known as country and country rock. And so the Focal Point is a good fit, besides which it's a comfortable room, has good acoustics, and is in a locale that is easy for a lot of, I think, my audience to get to.
Is it catching on?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't tell you how many people I had come up and speak to me, you know, and I know that, that Brian had people come up and speak to him about how much they enjoyed in a listening experience where you're going and you're just, you're there to primarily do exactly that, just listen. Because sometimes when you go to a bar, you know, it's kind of loud, the people are drinking. There's nothing wrong with that. That's great. I've played 10,000 shows in bars and clubs. But there's just something special and unique and wonderful about being in a quiet room of 100 people who are there to just listen. It's a beautiful thing.
So, Steve, tell me about the evening that's going to be here at St. Louis Public Radio. Who do you have scheduled?
We have, first of all, Andy Plouffe, who is a multi-instrumentalist and is the owner of the Music Folk Music Store in downtown Webster Groves. And then another gentleman, John Wendland, who is a, number one, a KDHX disc jockey, maybe not number one, and then also he plays in a band called Rough Shop, and he plays with Andy Plouffe in that band. And by the way, that's something I've found in selecting my artists. If I can get two people who know each other and each other's music a little bit, and then two other people to round out my four, then I get a little bit more automatic camaraderie and accompaniment. So John Wendland is number three, and then Kelly Wells, a woman who is known around town and is very talented as well, and who runs the folk school over in Maplewood, is number three. And then we have a special guest appearing whose name can't be used until after his performance, which is coming up tomorrow night at a venue here in town.
All right. We'll just wait then. Kip, from an artist's point of view, I mean, I can see why this would be such a neat evening for someone in the audience. But I think it must be a special thing for the performer as well. Can you explain that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's nerve-wracking, I'll tell you that. You know, I've been a band guy all my life, primarily playing in rock and roll and country bands. But when it's just you up there all naked with just your guitar doing your thing, it's quite humbling, and it can be intimidating. But it's also wonderful. It's great to be able to have that direct contact and really bring the song down to its essence in a room full of people who are listening and want to be there.
Let's recreate that experience again if we could. One more from you here now. So if you're sitting in the room, if you're at the Bluebird Cafe or the Songbird Cafe right now, what would you say before this?
Okay. Here Now is a song I wrote for yet another defunct band of mine called The Transmitters, the late, great Transmitters. I guess we recorded it about 5 years ago, and we used to perform it around town as a band. But this is kind of a solo acoustic version of the song that I've been performing lately with a band I have with my wife, J.J. Louie, a little acoustic ensemble called the High Dives. So this is more like what you would hear if you came and heard us at Iron Barley these days.
Don't slam the door before you hear me. I came a long way to be seen. Hope my appearance doesn't shock you. So ragged and lean. It's not as if we had a long run. I left before we had a chance. I'm hoping you can still remember love caught in a glance.
St. Louis Public Radio presents the Songbird Cafe here in our community room at Grand Center, Thursday, December the 13th at 7:30 p.m. If you'd like information about that, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link for more information. We've been talking to Kip Louie, who has performed in the past with Songbird Cafe. You mentioned the High Dives, Kip, that you perform with at your wife. You also perform currently with Lookout Joe.
Lookout Joe with Brian Henneman of the Bottle Rockets. Good friend, and gosh, we've been playing together about 10 years now. Mostly just classic country covers and blues and rockabilly.
Steve St. Cyr is the organizer and producer of Songbird Cafe. We really look forward to welcoming you here, and continued success. And any future plans?
Thanks so much, first of all. And please, people, you can go out to the website, songbird-stl.com, and see pictures. There's actually another Kip Louie song out on the website. And you can buy advance tickets for that December 13th show that'll be down here. Oh. Yeah, and plans for the future. I'm bringing in a couple gals from Nashville early next year. And there's someone coming in from Austin, Texas to one of the shows that I lucked into. So, yeah, we're trying to spread our wings a little bit, but we love the local talent that we've had so far.
It's a great concept. I love it. We appreciate you being here and continued success. Steve St. Cyr and Kip Louie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
And now a look at the Cityscape calendar. The Ariana String Quartet joins Kyoshin Arts in Kamuraku, a program combining Japanese and Western music, tonight at 8 o'clock in the Two Hill Performing Arts Center's Lee Theater on the UMSL campus. The Repertory Theater of St. Louis's production of Larry Shue's The Foreigner opens tonight at 8 and continues through December 23rd at the Loretto Hilton Performing Arts Center in Webster Groves. Live HD telecasts of selected Metropolitan Opera performances can be viewed at several locations in the area, including Mozart's La Commedia di Tito tomorrow, Verdi's Un Ballo in Mascara next Saturday, and Verdi's Aida on December 15th. Screenings begin at 11:55 a.m. at the Esquire 7, Chesterfield 14, Gravois Bluffs 12, St. Louis Mills 18, O'Fallon 14, and McKendree University's Hittenhausen Theater. The St. Louis Classical Guitar Society presents Russian guitarist Vladimir Gorbach in a concert tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Ethical Society on Clayton Road. And you can find out more about these and other events on the events section of stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with storyteller Ann Williams about her holiday presentations at the Lent Mansion, highlighted by Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And Aaron Williams will visit with Terry Baker Mulligan. Join Jim Kircher Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll be talking with historian David Nassau about his new biography of Joseph Kennedy. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr, with production assistance from Ariana Tobin. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. And please join us next week.